desire your prayers this morning, that the Lord will bless his word. I'm going to be repeating some of what was given last Sunday. As a part of the introduction here, I want to continue with the thought of inspiration, inspired prayer. I said last Sunday that it may seem as though it is repetitive. I believe that it has to be. When you and I are in school, how do we learn? By repetition. Repeat, repeat, and repeat. And oftentimes it is, I also said last Sunday that it not only is repetitive, but it's overlapping. And so when we start learning in school, much of what we learn is continually overlapped and increased and developed. And I believe that that's how the Lord is wanting to do with this series of messages on prayer, is that it will be developed and that we can master this. We can, the disciples felt such a need for Jesus to teach them how to pray, didn't they? And I feel that you and I, as long as we live, are needing the Lord to continually teach us how to pray. It is a growing experience. It is something that I don't think we learn it the first year that we're saved. I feel like that it's part of our walk with the Lord. So a small portion of every message is, it seems as though it's very difficult to retain. I think I said that last Sunday also. And somebody said then on Wednesday night that they just got a little bit out of it, but it was what they needed. And I think that that's why the Lord sends messages with X number of words, statements, sentences, thoughts, scriptures, because there's something in it he wants to make alive for each one of us. And we take that then and we work with it. See, you won't be able to retain every word that is spoken this morning, but if you can get a hold of something, then God wants to work with that in our lives. And we are living in a day of, is brought out in the Sunday school this morning. And by the way, I want to say I appreciated the Sunday school lesson this morning. We're not only faced with distractions of just about every kind, probably more distractions today than our ancestors ever dreamed of having. But I believe that the attention span of individuals are shorter. And I don't say that in a disgraceful way. It's just simply a fact. It's stated that even children in school do not have the attention span that they once did in other generations. So it takes something for you and me to draw our minds in and not be distracted by what the enemy is trying to ensnare or snatch from us, especially as a message is going forth. And I pray for the Lord to help us all that we can retain more than what we have in the past. So I'm thinking also and looking at churchofgodpreaching.com, and I've had some conversations with some of you, and I sort of compare the titles and the categories of the messages in the last few years, maybe to those that I remember when I was young and a girl. And while it's the same truth, it's different. It's a different delivery. Those of you that are still young would not understand what I'm saying, but God is doing something that's a little bit different. And I know that in seeking the Lord for a message, the way that I pray is, Lord, give the message that is right for the hour, for this time, this age. And I believe he does that. And I'm looking at all of the other messages that are across our nation, and you'll find similarities that God is doing something. I actually think that he has a threefold work right now. It has come to me in this way. Number one, I believe that God is searching Zion. And in searching Zion, that means he's searching you and me. He has a reason for searching us. In one scripture in the Old Testament, he says that he would search Zion with candles. In other words, he's taking the light of God and he's searching us, because we're all affected by the age that we're living in, and we can slip. And this goes along with the message, with the Sunday school class this morning. God's preparing us for something. That's one of these 3 points. He's preparing people for eternity. He wants you and me to be honest with ourselves and honest with God, honest with each other. So he wants us to be prepared for that final judgment. And then the other point, which I mentioned last Sunday also, it's a simple scripture that says, awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion. I think that's one of the things he's trying to open up to us in the series of messages on prayer. So as we continue with this, and as it overlaps, it's with more inspiration. I want to speak a little bit more about inspiration. The term inspiration is for the Holy Spirit's divine guidance to convey revelations from God. And I had a portion of a scripture last week. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So the Word of God is an inspired book. It was God used men to do it, but the inspiration for the Word of God came from God. In 2 Peter 1:21, it says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. And that's what we've all got to remember as we read the scriptures, that God used man, but he did it through the inspiration of God. But holy men, and that's a key phrase also of that one, he didn't just use ungodly men to convey his word. He will not do that. I do not believe he will do that. He used holy men. And he's going to use holy men and women in this hour or in this age. And that's very important for us to grasp hold of. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So now we're going to refer now to inspiration. The inspiration of God is spoken of in these two scriptures. By inspiration, the word of God was given. By inspiration, the holy men of God spake as they were inspired or moved or motivated. So the Holy Ghost is the mover of the inspiration for each one of us. And the end result of inspiration is actually the written word of God. And it's the same for every generation. I'm thankful that you and I can trust that the word of God doesn't change. It is still the same today. It has met the needs of those generations that came before us, and they passed it to us. Thank the Lord that we had Holy Ghost-filled people in the past generations that were an example and lived the life and spoke the Word of God under the anointing. So using that word anointing, anointing is the same as inspiration. And that's what we want to talk to you about this morning. I want to give you one other scripture, and I gave this last Sunday also, Job 32:8. And it said, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. So what does that mean? The inspiration of the Almighty enlightens you and me, opens up our eyes, opens up our understanding. It gives spiritual life to the Word of God. It is alive. The Word of God has been inspired. It was given and spoken by men that were holy, and God gave it. And so that makes it alive for whatever generation comes. If this generation leaves the scene of time, whatever generation is still here, the Word of God will still be alive for every generation. Thank the Lord. So I gave a Latin word definition for inspiration was to inflame. It also was to breathe life into. And if you've ever experienced the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm talking about. It's something that maybe we don't have early on in our Christian walk. The Lord is working with us. He's teaching us. We're growing. I was speaking with someone just this week about prayer, and they said, well, it just seemed like that I'm saying the same words. I'm just praying the same prayer. And we may get to feeling like, well, maybe that's not exactly how we're supposed to be doing. Maybe, you see, I've done the same thing. I think we all have. We've had prayers that it'll be the same burden on our heart, the same cares. And we're commanded to pray. And so we continue, we be obedient. Obedience is very important to God when he said men ought always to pray and not to faint. And then he'll say, he has said, pray without ceasing. Well, I don't see how every time we pray that we can have something unique and outstanding. We're just following the Lord one step at a time. So it's in time, he does inflame. And in time, as we walk with the Lord, he does inspire, breathe life into our prayers, our life. It's not, it's much more than just prayer. It goes beyond just the subject that we're referring to. Prayer is very important. I believe that God is desiring for us to grow in the things of faith, growing in the things of knowledge. All of these things, he wants to use the divine inspiration to help us have more understanding, more light. Not that there's a new light. Don't get me wrong. But we can have more understanding as we grow. Sometimes we have to ask for it. Lord, enlighten me. That's not a wrong prayer. That's a right prayer. Shine your light on me. Have you ever prayed that way? God's pleased for you and me to seek after him with our whole heart, because he says we will find him if we seek with our whole heart. So I had some coordinating words for inspiration last week. I'm going to just insert them right here. Motivation is one. The Holy Spirit is a motivator in our life. Stimulation. The Spirit of God stimulates our desire for Him and our desire for walking closely to Him, understanding Him, getting more personally acquainted. Don't you want to have a personal relationship with God? You know, that happens with just one step at a time. It's not something that you, all of a sudden one day you jump 20 years ahead. It's not the proper growth. He wants us to just grow little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept. This is how the Lord works with each one of us. And we shouldn't, what word could I use? Deride myself because I might not seem as far down the road as somebody else. My walk with the Lord is to be personal. And He has a way of helping me to know how to attain those places. The song has been suggested here of late. We haven't sang it or sung it, but it's a higher ground. It's just a simple song that somebody had a vision and an inspiration of getting a little further down, further higher up in higher ground is a very important song to have, but it's not to be the kind of challenge that it condemns us. See, it's to be the challenge to say, come on up higher. It's an invitation, in other words. But anointing. Now, I want to speak a little bit about anointing, and I'm going to read a scripture over in 1 John, the second chapter. I'm going to read verse 20. And then 27, and what you look for in anointing is it's to be a teacher. It's to help you and me to understand how to live for God in a balanced way and have contact with God, have communication. How does God communicate with us? In essence, it was through the inspired word. That is how He speaks to us, is when we read His Word. And the Word can be inspired to us. But then He says, I want you to talk to Me. I want you to find your secret place. And one scripture even calls it a closet. But, you know, I don't believe that we are actually going into our closet. What we're doing is getting into a place that we're shutting the world out. And all of the distractions and all of the things that the enemy is trying to hinder our prayer, he has his ways. And you and I are not ignorant of His devices. The scripture says we should not be ignorant of His devices. We should recognize when the enemy is opposing us and trying to hinder our prayer, hinder our walk, hinder our faith. I mean, after all, He has the world. He still wants the world. He wants all of the people of the world, but He wants you. He wants me. He has His sight set on us. So this scripture says in the 20th verse, but ye have an unction of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now we're going to skip down to verse 27 because it's talking, what is unction? Unction of the Holy One. It's anointing. It's inspiration. And so we skip down and it says, but the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. What does that mean? That sounds pretty independent, doesn't it? I believe we need each other. And I believe that, well, I know we do. I know that the word of the Lord is not saying right here, you just go off and be independent now. You don't need any man to teach you. That's not what this is really meaning. It's meaning that the Holy Ghost can teach us if we listen. And he wants to be in us and work through us. He wants to be that spirit that is working in us and guiding us. But you know what? He says, and we had a message on unity and agreement of prayer and those kind of things, and how God is, unity is so important to God. So it's very important to him that you and I speak the same things, see eye to eye. That's part of his body in the earth. And yet, we're all coming to the knowledge, and we are coming to the unity of the Spirit. And it's a beautiful picture, and it's a beautiful work, and it's a blessed work. Yes. And he wants to bless us in this. So it's not saying you're going to go off and be independent at all. You're going to allow the Spirit its work in your life along with being in unity with the body. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is not a lie, no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now this is the whole core of the message, is the Spirit of the Lord abiding in us and us abiding in him and allowing him to inspire our walk with the Lord, our prayers, our reading of the Word. Let's speak a little bit about reading the Word. Just as I said that somebody else said, well, I'm just praying the same words. Oftentimes you're picking up the Bible and you're reading the same thing. Is that wrong? No. God tells us to study the Word. So we're obeying the Word of the Lord. And when we pick up the Word, it's inspired. See, it's already been inspired, so it's alive. But he comes along and he wants to enliven it unto us again and again. And it may not be every time, but you continue doing it even when you're not feeling like it's inspired. You're doing it because God says to do it. You're praying because God says to pray. And you're seeking him. Teach me. Teach me how to pray. That is a good prayer for all of us. No matter how old we get, I still pray. Lord, teach me how. And what is my core foundation of all of this? The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. That's our purpose, is that we learn how to pray effectively and fervently from the heart, not in the vain repetition, as the scripture calls it. So the Lord is wanting to also anoint our walk with him and our life. Anointing is it was not just for the Bible times, and it's not just supposedly for the preachers. It's for us all. You can have anointing in your life working. I believe this with all my heart. I don't believe it's just for certain individuals among the church of God. I believe that he is wanting to prove himself and reveal himself. That's what anointing is. That's what inspiration is. God is revealing himself to each one of us in personal, individual ways. And oh, what a blessing it is. How rich and special that it is. He's wanting us to have the experience. And I believe that's why the Lord is giving some of these messages now. So spiritual anointing, it is only by and through the Holy Spirit. We mentioned last week also about, I actually did this. I put online, inspired prayers online. And you know what it came up? It came up with numerous man-written prayers that, well, maybe somebody was inspired, but God is wanting you and me to have our personal contact with Him. And in the Bible, there have been so many recorded prayers. And maybe sometime we'll have some more, but we've had almost in every message, we have given some kind of a prayer that was prayed and recorded in the Bible. So I believe the Lord is still seeking to inspire each one of us. Okay. Let me see. I've sort of got ahead of myself already in my little notes. Growing and developing spiritually. It's God's will that He reveal Himself unto us. And it's by how? Enlightening our hearts and our spirits. And I'm going to go beyond the prayer now. He enlightens us with His word in song, in prayer, in teaching how to pray. So, and also faith. He is wanting us to be inspired with faith and to grow in the things of faith as well. So then we become very familiar and, it's not necessarily that I open up the Word of God and I feel this great feeling, and I call that inspiration. It's also because the Scripture says it, that He has a still, small voice. Remember that part? Remember where it said that His voice was not, the Word of God wasn't spoken in the fire, in the wind, in the hail, and all of those things. And after all of that occurred, in the earthquake, all of that, and then after that occurred, there was just a still, small voice. And He is wanting you and me to become acquainted with a still, small voice. And as you grow in the things of God, He will reveal that, and you will get acquainted with that still, small voice. Thank the Lord. So I had some experiences myself that I want to share with you, that you might understand how that the Lord begins to work. I possibly can remember the very first time that the Lord came and inspired a scripture to me. And I can, when the Lord inspires something to us, you never forget it. It is something that is such a blessing and so rich. I mean, years can pass by and you will still remember it. So I'm going to give you some of my own experiences, but it was in September of 1980, maybe August. And I was seeking the Lord, and it's good for us to purpose to seek the Lord. But when He rains His blessing upon you and you never forget it. I opened my Bible that morning and the scripture, you've heard of people saying it jumps out at you or it seemed darker. I don't know it either way. I just know that the Lord inspired it to me that morning. So it was, the Lord was preparing me for the loss of my daughter and I didn't know it. And He gave me the scripture. Every morning He gave me the scripture. And I'm in my humanity, I'm saying, oh, well, He's going to do this for me. I knew the Lord was giving me something. But when the morning that I knew she was gone, I said, this is what the Lord wanted to give to me. This is what the Lord wanted me to trust Him for. So when God gives us something, we may not understand what it's for, but I think in time He opens it up and reveals it to us and it becomes rich. So that was really my very first experience that I recalled. Then after she was gone and after I was back on my feet from the wreck, I came to service one Sunday morning, sitting right there, a little toward the back. And it was the first time that I recalled that the Lord inspired me with a song. And it was number 37. So I would like for us to sing that song. Every verse of that song spoke to me, was inspired, was anointed to me. Every time that we sing that song, my mind goes back to that moment. That's how we will understand that the Spirit of the Lord is moving, motivating, stimulating, inspiring, influencing. He's speaking to us in other forms. So let's sing How Firm a Foundation.
Foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you? He hath said to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. You to Jesus have led. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. Strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand up by my gracious omnipotent hand, upheld by my gracious omnipotent hand. Through the deep waters I cause me to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. I will be with thee, a trouble to bless and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. Though flame shall not harm thee, a holy
Since that time, the Lord has inspired many songs to me. This is what the Lord wants to do with each of our lives. Take His word. Take the promises. Inspire the promises to us. Inspire the songs. Inspire our prayers. Now, I remember one time the Lord inspiring a special scripture to me. I was felt like that the Lord had sent us to the Oregon camp meeting, and I'd never done that before at that time. And I was very unsure and nervous, and I was we were sitting having, getting ready to have prayer, and the Lord gave me a scripture. To this day, I can hear one of you read that scripture, and the same inspiration, the same anointing is remembered. Oh, I believe this is what the Lord is wanting to do with all of us. Make it all so alive and fresh and new. Every time. So I'm going to share that scripture with you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will cause thee to stand. So from that first moment, the first day I was there at the Oregon meeting, I had, when it came time for the word, I'd have that scripture opened up. And many times, sitting right over here, getting ready to take the pulpit, I would have this scripture. I would stand on this scripture. It's just as alive to me today as it was when the Lord gave it. That's inspiration. That is anointing. And God is wanting you and me. Don't look and say, yeah, that's for the past generations. That's for those in the Bible. He's wanting it for all of us right now. So that was a special time. And then I will tell you how the Lord began to work with me in prayer. And this has been a number of years ago now. And occasionally He still does these things. But when He gives you something in prayer, that same inspiration, that same anointing, it rests upon those words. You can use them, claim that inspiration, ever how many times you use them again. It's not vain repetition. It's anointed words. I would be in prayer. I remember one, I couldn't sleep one night and was really in a battle. And went into the living room and was down praying and probably feeling like was already said. I've been saying the same words over and over. And then all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. And you know what He said? He said these words, "Let the kingdom of God and the kingdom of righteousness prevail with an offensive attack against the kingdom of Satan." I didn't think those words up. God gave me those words. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, "This is what you need." And I have held on to those words. That's what we need. And I pray that prayer every once in a while. It comes to my mind. There's been other things that the Lord has just spoken to me and given me, put words in my mouth in prayer. And then it's like he steps back and he said, this is for you. The Lord wants to work with you. Don't think you have to jump way up here. You have to have it the same way I have. Let him work in you. Give yourself. Say, Lord, anoint me. Inspire me. Teach me how to pray. He will do it. He wants you to experience and taste of anointing and inspiration. So now I want to finish with the same scriptures that I just read in 1 John. Only I'm going to continue to the end of the chapter. Verse 27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any men or man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, I love it when, especially John, he addresses a lot of his writings to little children. You and I are just like little children. And he's our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. And I want to tell you something. The farther you go in your walk with the Lord, the more he will be of what you need in your life. I have found it to be true, especially this year. You know, we start out our prayers, our Heavenly Father. It's so important that we feel a relationship with him like he's our Father. We have good fathers in this world. And we have fathers that have not been quite so good. And oftentimes people will compare God to the kind of father that they have had. But God wants to come and prove himself to be the best father. And he will be your Heavenly Father. He will be your friend. He will be your redeemer. You name it. He will be that for you and me. He has been that for me this year. He's been my perfect husband. He's been my companion. He's been my provider, my protector. He's all in all. And that's what he's wanting to be to each one of us. He wants to prove himself of whatever your need is. He can be that to you. So you can abide in him. He will abide in you, and you can abide in him. Thank the Lord. So the next verse says, and now, little children, abide in him. Just a simple little verse. You know what it means to abide? Live. Let him live in you. You live in him. Make him your all in all, whatever your need is, that when he shall appear, and this, you know, came to my mind this morning because of the little lesson that Damon had on the coming of the Lord. He's coming. And when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Thank the Lord. I trust that the Lord will use these thoughts that we can begin to, He can open up to us and we can open up to Him. You know, the song of What a Friend has been so special here in our congregation and is spoken of so many times. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. There's nothing too small, nothing too large. And you go before Him and you open up your heart and you say, Lord, do you know all these things anyway? I've been thinking, and I remember the Lord giving me a message a number of years ago on simply, Lord, you know. The Lord knows everything about me and you. And He knows when we even bring Him our needs. He knows. And sometimes people say, you know, make your request known unto God and all of that. And He already knows. Why do you still have to? You do it because the Word says to do it. Be obedient and tell Him your every need. And He will help you. And remember, I love telling this because it was one of those inspired scriptures to me. When I first was in the ministry and working with individuals at the altar, and I still tell it. And I tell it to, I've told it to some over and over and over. When I would go back to my seat, I would tell the individual, I'd say, the Lord is going to help you. And I'd get back to my seat and the enemy would just attack me. You're giving them false hope. And I would struggle. Then one day, the Lord gave me a scripture. Yes. Say to the righteous, it will be well with thee. You think the enemy could contest that? Oh, that was burning in my heart. So now, when I pray with anyone at the altar, and I say those words, the Lord will help you. I have to tell them the story. Say to the righteous, it will be well with thee. Thank the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Make your request known unto God. He will hear. He is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Thank the Lord. Pray for me.